This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on this Friday morning as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us all free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thanks for what you're doing to keep America moving along. This goes especially for our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women behind the big rigs, as well as our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers, Felix and the crew, to the post offices so you get your mail today. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling gas and diesel to our gas station so you got gas to get to and from work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're also now on Truth Social as at Captain's America. That's the president's social media site. We're over there. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us from California, out there in the land of milk and honey, and Nancy Pelosi, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's Nancy doing?
Well, about the same, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget that we emphasize the two words, one nation under God. Those are two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to pick up where we left off in the last hour. We were talking about attorney Michael Sussman and his trial. He's denied, of course, acting on behalf of any particular client, despite being a Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer when he was approached the FBI about ultimately dubious allegations of the Trump campaign's ties to Russia, according to a former FBI official who testified on Thursday. Very damning testimony against Mr. Sussman.
Well, that's right, because essentially he was acting on the behalf of someone, which would essentially be a client. So he was trying to make it look as though, if I recall correctly, that he was had no involvement as somebody's agent, this kind of thing.
Yep, but I got a sailboat in the middle of the Caspian Sea, I'll sell you.
Right.
Now, you know who Dog the Bounty Hunter is?
Oh, sure. Yeah, from the reality TV show. Yeah, the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Well, his name is Dwayne Chapman.
Yep.
And yesterday he gave a television interview, and he said gun owners should have mental health cards.
He did say that. I think he sort of couched it in the context of well, you, in order to be a psychologist, you have to have a mental health evaluation. I mean, these are basically just paraphrasing him here. So I guess why not, if you're going to own a gun? I suppose he means that somebody would have to evaluate you and find out if you're okay to have one. But that's not what the Constitution says. Certainly, you can make a very good argument that if you display certain characteristics, you could have your weapons taken away from you by the court. But I don't know that there's a prerequisite that you can place in front of the constitutional right that you have.
I agree. And it's on a case-by-case basis, too, by the way.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, it's interesting, and, of course, his whole line of work has been, you know, chasing bad guys and dealing with people who probably shouldn't have guns in the first place. So it's an interesting thing, but overall, though, I think Americans, and especially American gun owners, responsible gun owners, would bristle at such a thing because it adds another layer of whether or not somebody could, through fraud, or just because politically they don't like you, they could engineer it such that, well, you can have a gun because we've decided you're mentally ill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, our former Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly is going to be speaking with the January 6th panel behind closed doors. He said he'd speak with them, but not in public.
Well, very interesting. Obviously, there's, you know, could be some subject matter that may not be best to be
But I'll bet you it gets leaked.
Well, of course it will. Of course it will get leaked. The whole thing, by the way, I think Americans appreciate when there is an actual investigation into some major event like this. They want to know the truth. They want to know what happened. But this is more—it's nothing more than a dog and pony show, in order to create this political narrative that the Democrats truly want to create about January 6th, because it's a multi-pronged approach to the upcoming elections. You've got January 6th. You've got COVID problems, right? COVID problems. They're even talking here in Southern California, Captain, Los Angeles County could go back to mask mandates because of the numbers and hospitalization. So there's a COVID aspect. There's the January 6th aspect and other aspects as well where they try to make it look as though somehow the Democrats are just not responsible for all the bad things that we're seeing happen right now.
Now, it wouldn't take much to get Hillary Clinton back into the race. Would you agree with that?
Well, she wants to be. Absolutely.
Right. And hold that thought because they're not going to ruin it. Because, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you what we believe it's going to take for Hillary Clinton to get back in the presidential race. And I believe she will be back in the presidential race. That's just me talking. I don't know anything other than what I think. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere, and Kyle Warren, too.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health program that I take every day and have for the past 7 years plus. Now, the reason I take it is because of the problems that I have with my ankle and my foot and my leg that constantly swell up for the aggravated purpose that I have with the problem that I got, the injury that I got from the World Trade Center. And now it's been bothering me in both of my legs and both of my feet, so this Relief Factor, if I wasn't taking it, I hate to even think where I'd be right now. I know I'd be having a lot more trouble trying to walk. But anyway, the combination of the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help my body to respond to the inflammation and the swelling that I have, because it basically keeps it under control and takes it back down again to where it's supposed to be. And it will lower or eliminate pain that I have associated with whatever the problem is at the moment by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, no drugs in it at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the body's regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill, if you will, for your pain. And it works. That's the good part about it. It works. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, too. And, of course, it has a convenient little individual packet that it comes with 4 little capsules in it. And you take them with a meal. You don't just take them on an empty stomach. You take them with a meal, and that's the way it works the best. It doesn't upset your stomach that way. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. The three-week quick start costs $19.95. You take it, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And then you automatically go to delivery and get the month's supply after that, which is a little larger bag, not the smaller one. And away you go. And I've never looked back in the 7-plus years I've been taking it. And I'm very happy that I discovered it because, like Kyle likes to say, all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
And boy, do you.
That's right. You know, Captain, just briefly, we got an update to that shooting story from Louisiana that we were talking about earlier. We do understand, evidently, they do have a person in custody as the suspected shooter. So that is some good news coming out of Hammond, Louisiana tonight, where there was a shooting, 4 people wounded, we understand, at Southeastern University of Louisiana.
And it was another graduation.
There was a graduation for the Hammond High School, I believe. Yes. And so it's good to know at least they apparently have someone in custody.
Well, that's such a shame that twice in 1 week.
Yeah, just 24 hours ago we were talking about the shooting in Tennessee at a graduation there.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move along. We talked about Hillary Clinton and what could possibly lure her into the presidential race. Well, it could probably be something like this headline. You ready?
Yep.
Oklahoma lawmakers pass near total abortion ban. Now, I think the abortion discussion in this country could probably lure Hillary Clinton into the presidential mix, not like she needed a lot of stuff to get her in there anyway.
No, I do think that she would want to. She's obviously still kind of obsessed with this whole thing, but it certainly could be the avenue she would use in order to try to get back in the game, as it were. But all that being said, and yes, the abortion issue is an extremely hot button issue, and more than likely, of course, to bring voters in and lots of controversy, but Captain, Hillary Clinton still can't change the fact that she's still Hillary Clinton. And I don't really say that to be funny per se, but she was a horrifically bad candidate. And she, you know, should have.
What was your first clue about that?
Right. Well, but she almost should have been able to walk right into the White House, and she messed it up like really bad. But of course, candidate Trump, though, had a much different a message, and that really resonated with people. And Hillary was kind of like an old-timey politician who said, okay, it's my turn, I'm ready to go there. But Trump came up and said, no, I'm going to outperform you. I outworked you on this. I told the American people, I leveled with them, and they responded.
Now, I got a great place to send her.
Where's that?
Afghanistan. She fit right in with the current mold over there.
Well, what's happening in Afghanistan right now with under the Taliban is atrocious. It's absolutely unthinkable for people in the West and in free countries to see what's happening to now what appears to be almost a total erosion completely of any women's rights under the Taliban.
And the latest thing that happened was the women who are on television have to cover up too. They cannot show their face on television. They must have it covered up.
Right. Now, I would expect, Captain, a full-throated, complete, total refutation and condemnation, really is a better word, from the liberal left, from Barack Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from everybody. Because we've always been condemning this kind of thing, and to some degree or another, I know Democrats have as well, but it's time to really, really speak out against this.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt, but and then ask, what is the Biden administration doing in order to apply pressure for these kinds of things? We certainly don't want to keep giving the Taliban any money or doing any of that kind of stuff. We already we gave them $85 million worth of military equipment.
Well, no, we left that behind.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get it out fast enough.
Yep.
We also left a whole bunch of people there that they said weren't there.
That's right.
Oh, there's no one left. We got everyone out. Yeah, sure you did. Lying, you know what?
Right. No yeah. kidding.
Well, they've, I don't know what they're going to do, but the women in Afghanistan are non-existent right now. They have no rights.
And this is unthinkable to us. It is so incredibly terrible that we
now can't let me run this by you and see what you think, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. How soon will it take for us to go back into Afghanistan?
That's a good question. We know that if we can't get a bead on where the terrorists are, what they're doing, that would drive that, I think.
I say by the end of the year we're back in Afghanistan for two reasons. Number one, go back in and get our equipment, what we can salvage of it. The rest of it we destroy. That's number two. And number three, we go back in there to destroy the leadership of the Taliban and install, and by the word install, I mean install another some sort of government that'll give the women back their rights.
Well, that could very well be, and certainly that would put Joe Biden squarely into being a wartime president. He's not quite that with the invasion of Ukraine, I think. But you never know. It would depend. But I think they would only do such a thing if they felt like the optics for them would be really beneficial.
Well, of course it'd be beneficial. You're doing something for the women in the world. That's their forte.
Well, of course. But you'd also have to count the cost. So you'd have to be able to figure out how you do that and what else could be happening right now. It's a very, very bad quandary.
Well, it's not one that I want to be in, but I believe the United States will be back in it again. I don't see any way we'll stay out of that.
Right. Well, and again, as I was saying, it's unthinkable to us what's happening to women in Afghanistan. It's incumbent upon the good people of the world to take action when something like this happens.
Yeah, and basically what it boils down to right now, folks, is that the women in Afghanistan have zero rights, none.
Right, and that becomes, it's unfortunately it's a model that you have some other people looking that would love to be able to implement, and that's the scary thing. It goes beyond this notion of, I mean, everybody in America that I know is pretty tolerant of anybody else and their culture and this kind of thing. But honestly, what we hear what the Taliban's doing, I don't think anybody would agree with it.
Right. By the way, I got a little report here just came in off of my sidebar. It says the fuel surcharge for the trucks has now reached $1 a mile.
Wow. Wasn't it about 90 cents before? Yeah.
It was.
So now it's... continues to go up.
Yep. So watch your freight bill. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. Weather's great. Temperature's great. Come on down. Bring your bathing suit with you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is on his first trip to Asia as president. The president is working on deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. The president set to meet with the new leader of South Korea, along with leaders from Australia and India. As far as the timing of this trip, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell gives it a thumbs up.
Well, I actually think the trip is well-timed, because the single biggest thing we can do to push back against President Xi and other authoritarian regimes in the region is to beat the Russians in Ukraine.
A pro-life bill in Oklahoma is heading to the governor's desk after passing the state legislature. The measure was approved on a vote of 73-16 in the House on Thursday. It bans abortion from conception and allows Oklahomans to sue abortion providers. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your
listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone to get the best sleep of their life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Now, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last for long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors or out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're also made with quality leather suede. Now, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459 or use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, this offer won't last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Phone number again, 1-800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Mrs. Professor in her slippers. I can just see that.
He does love them, absolutely.
Well, good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. And I love mine, and I got a second pair coming, the slip-ons. I'm going to see what they're like versus the other ones that I have that are like a little pair of moccasins. So there you go. We're going to go to the phone line. We've got I'm not sure who this is, so I'll just say, good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Aaron from Colorado.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, this thing about Hillary Clinton making a comeback, Carl's right. It just defies common sense. I mean, it's like Friday the 13th, part 55. Nightmare on Elm Street, part 50. I mean, I thought Trump, the Hillary Slayer, took her out, and this is it, and wiped her out. But, career politicians like Hillary Clinton, they're addicted to politics like a crack addict addicted to crack. They just can't seem to get enough of the game. And I'm thinking to myself, it's over. Trump took her out. Move on. But these people, it's just unbelievable that you have this nonsense. Hillary Clinton will run on one issue, abortion? That's insanity. So, hopefully, if she's smart, don't run. She's a disaster. Just like this broken-down, dark-side, dumb donkey of a so-called president. Has no business being
that dog-faced pony soldier?
What was that?
The dog-faced pony soldier?
Oh, God.
That would be Biden.
Oh, man, I just can't believe he's in that White House seat.
Yeah.
It is a disaster for this country, and it will take years to repair the damage that this moron is. And the thing is, though, Carl, why is the president, the so-called president, is in South Korea? You have a million. I mean, what's going on in this country is a complete tsunami of disaster. He's in South Korea, and I know he's not there promoting America first. So, I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, it's just, this administration is just complete nuts. But anyway, Carl, Cap, have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay. We don't want to ruin her day, but he's over there trying to get any word that he can. He's trying to change the subject.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get any kind of positive story about the president talking to other leaders, quote, looking presidential and doing stuff like that, doing president stuff, as opposed to baby formula crisis, inflation crisis, border crisis, Ukraine crisis. Every single thing is a crisis. And every single time the White House has responded to these things, it gets worse and worse. And now they changed out the press secretary. Now Karina Jean-Pierre is sort of foundering terribly, and the message is getting garbled, and it's all around, it's just bad. It's like 10 scale bad.
Well, if it's not in the book and she can't read it, she doesn't know the answer.
And that is really, really concerning, Captain. That's really concerning. You need to be able to speak extemporaneously on the breadth of subjects that are going to come up in the White House press briefing room to some degree, specific things. And here's what you say. I'm going to get you specifics on that. The White House press secretary communicates with reporters outside of those briefings as well, or at least the press office does. And then she can always follow up, but she's failing at being able to give some kind of confidence that they know what they're doing.
We are going to go specific right now. Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer plans to put up the tech antitrust bill for a vote by early summer.
Yep, that's what we hear. And, a lot of this, too, goes up to, trying to create the atmosphere for the November elections. Basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, we also heard from the New York City Mayor, Adams, that he favors no abortion limitations and says only women should make that call.
Well, I by no limitations, does that mean right up to the point where the baby would be born?
Should be left up to the women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this, so that's more of a politician kind of a thing to say. I think, but it's there to try to deflect, to stop ever having to get into any other kind of specifics about abortion or your abortion policy or abortion stance. And it's kind of a cop-out to some degree.
Right. Let's see. This is Eric in East Tennessee saying, good morning. Don't think for one second that the Democrats cannot win in 2024 again. Not during the midterms. Republicans need to step up their game or they're going to get cheated out again. I totally agree with that, and they are definitely holding some things back that they're going to do. I'm aware of some of the stuff, and I'll find out more Monday night at a meeting I'm going to about what it is they're doing. But again, they're not telling anybody.
Well, right, and I do think they'll step up their game. I think they have to. I think there's just no choice. I think failure to do so means that it can crumble for 2024. So they're going to send a message. I think voters will send a message here in November, but then the Republicans really do have to deliver, because what people think their vote means in November by putting Republicans in charge, let's say, that somehow it's going to help matters.
Yep.
And if things don't start getting better quickly, they will return back to the old Democrat ways.
Well, Elon Musk, who's alienated a bunch of Democrats by stating that he's going to vote Republican this time, came out and alienated some more people by saying he wants a more moderate third party.
And I understand why he would say something like that. I think because you've seen extremes in both parties to some degree, but especially, though, I think much more so in the Democrat Party, which has gone so far to the left that they would kick out John F. Kennedy if he was around today.
Now, here comes the big pain in the Democrat side right now. It's beginning to look more and more like Hunter Biden's going to go down. Because yesterday on NBC, this was NBC, the news channel, Hunter Biden's hard drive revealed sex, drugs, rock and roll, and big bankrolls.
It just keeps getting worse, you know.
Daddy Boy was involved in some of the money.
Yeah, well, I think they've got enough material there, Captain, for at least a double album of some sort. You know, this keeps going on and on, and this was all suppressed. I mean, this is also something we can't forget. All this was, they tried to suppress all this stuff, but now we're going to get a much clearer picture of not only Hunter Biden, but possibly Joe Biden as well from all of this. And it's not going to be good. Yes.
Now, Twitter is about to tackle the conflict misinformation with a warning label. I don't know what the warning label is going to be, but it's going to be warning. This content could be misinforming you or whatever, blah, 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 blah. That's Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know, Captain. I kind of from the school where if you see something and you realize that you have to check it out, you have to know what you're learning and what you're finding out about and whether or not it makes sense and whether or not it holds water.
Right. Okay. I will be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you.
Jenny, as she likes to call herself, but that's Hart, going crazy on you. Remember that one, Kyle?
That's right, yeah, 1975, Crazy on You from, I believe, the album Dreamboat Annie. So, yeah, Ann and Nancy Wilson, you know, real pioneers in the world of rock for women. I mean, they absolutely just blazed the trail.
And we were,
there's no doubt.
We were trying to figure out if those were one of the two, or one of them anyway, was the one that was on television doing the talk show for a while.
Yeah, I think that was Carney Wilson, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's she's not related to them, I think.
Okay, because I'm not sure.
Anna Nancy Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she fit into the plan there, but she was there somewhere. All righty, well, take us out west. Let us know what's going on here before we get started.
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, we've got a lot of weather to tell you about out west tonight. We're just going to kind of go hit some of the highlights here. We do have winter storm warnings. This is up in Montana right now. This is north of Helena, but it does encompass Great Falls. We've got a winter storm warning that's east of Great Falls as well. Goes all the way up to the Canadian border. Winter weather advisories also near Missoula, Montana. Our friends in Missoula and down through Stevensville, Hamilton. You've got winter weather advisories all around you right now. This also encompasses Butte, Montana. We've got a frost advisory that's going to be in eastern Washington and also in western Idaho near the area of Moscow. Near Coeur d'Alene, of course, we have 4th of July pass. It's very cold there right now. I believe it's registering 34 degrees. You're going to have rain, at least rain, on Friday and Saturday. And cold enough, of course, means snow. And don't forget, you're going to have snow most likely in the higher elevations, of course, throughout the Pacific Northwest. Coming out of Portland, I-84, you've got a freeze warning tonight. We've also got a freeze warning down near Twin Falls, Idaho. This means Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Rexburg, West Yellowstone, clocking in right now at 29 degrees. It was 32 just a little bit earlier. So definitely in that whole area, you've got a lot of cold weather. A hard freeze warning around Salt Lake City tonight. So be aware of that. And, of course, where Aaron called in from earlier in Denver, you definitely got some snow on the way, especially starting up, we believe, around sometime Friday into Friday evening. And this could be wet, heavy snow, and you could get several inches of it out there. So you got to be careful out there tonight, folks, as you travel across the highways and byways. We've got some wind warnings in central California, the northern area, but also a freeze warning just at the border with Oregon and California in the I-5 corridor tonight. Be careful.
Yep, and let's go up to North Dakota right away because we have got a frost warning up there across most of North Dakota tonight. We'll come on down to South Dakota, and in particular over there on I-90 coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, where we've got a winter storm watch in effect right now. Could get some snow at any time there. Might be getting some now by the looks of it. We've also got a frost warning out on along I-90, about 100 miles into the state. Got a little bit of snow down there in the northwestern corner of Nebraska right now, a little bit of snow coming from Wyoming. And then down in the dead central part of Kansas tonight, along I-70, you're going to have an area there of unsettled weather. Could be a thunderstorm getting ready to do its thing because we got cold weather meeting warmer weather, and you know what that means. Now, up into the middle of Iowa, north of Des Moines, headed up I-35. You've got an area where you've got some flood watches and warnings going on right now. They've had some rain up through there. Also some unsettled weather over in Wisconsin tonight across the central part of the state, which takes you through, of course, Milwaukee and then over towards Madison. Now, we do have a flood watch and warning still going on west of Duluth, Minnesota, up on the Canadian line. We've got some fog tonight up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, so be advised of that. We've got some rain and some fog and some just general droopy weather along I-64 coming out of St. Louis, looks like, over towards the east. Actually, east of Illinois is where this is at, coming over across the southern part of Indiana. We've got some fog in the central part of Virginia tonight, which will probably take us up and down, probably take us over towards Oh, gosh. West of Richmond a little ways up there on top of the rock on I-81, it looks like. And then North Carolina, got some fog there in the central part of North Carolina. I-85, you're going to hit some fog there. You're going to hit some fog tonight over in the east part of Tennessee along I-81 going up towards Virginia. So be advised of that. And then we've had up in the northeast, the weather has changed a little bit. We've got some warm weather up in there. So we've got some high heat warnings up in there in the northeast to include the Hudson River Valley, most of New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Jersey. Got some really warm temperatures going to be there today. That means the stagnant air alert and all that stuff. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll go right away to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com to find out more about her. All righty, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We had the big old $40 billion Ukraine funding bill get passed in the Senate last night, 86 to 11.
Yes, we did.
So it's going to go to Biden for signature. And
yes, it is.
He said he's going to sign it, but we still have no idea of what's in it and whether or not it's going to go for what they say it's going to go for.
Correct.
So now what, Coach?
That's it. That's the way we roll.
Well, something's got to be done differently. I just don't know how we're going to do it.
Well, I mean,
other than an election.
Precisely. And, you know, we've got lawmakers. And these lawmakers are making law without the consent of the governed, period. And we're allowing it to happen.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, we need to get it right. And, again, this is an all-hands-on-deck election coming up again. Some people are saying we need to get with the program because the Democrats are going to do their normal thing. Yeah, we know that. We know what the Democrats are going to do. We already know that.
Well, I mean, look what's happening in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
They didn't get a vote right in the primaries.
That's right. And there's no reason for this. There's no reason for this. None.
No, we're missing thumb drives, and
yep.
Things are corrupt, and ballots were misprinted, and, I mean, it's all the same stuff, you know.
Yep, and they're already starting to accuse each other of fraud in that election. The Republicans are now. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall return with more here on the Radio. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.